Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Kent Bacchus on U.S. beef headed to China eventually. Back on that in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, May 18th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, then the video auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,500 head of cattle to be offered, including 6,600 yearling steers, 5,100 yearling heifers, 5,800 weaned calves, 8,200 calves on cows, and 1,100 head of breeding stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can always go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. Also want to remind you, the spring horse auction of Superior Livestock coming up on June 10th. The consignment deadline for that horse auction is the 19th of May. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. It's obvious that the beef cattle industry in this country is thrilled with the news coming from the Trump administration and the Chinese government this last week that the Chinese have agreed to accept U.S. beef, a date certain set out there, the 16th of July, for that to happen. One more round of consultations has to happen before that particular date becomes reality. And according to Kent Bacchus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office, he says the devil still is in the details, and we're not quite sure what will be talked about between the two governments before they go ahead and allow U.S. beef to start moving toward the Chinese mainland.
The details of the negotiations have not been released yet. You know, what we do know is that this next round of final consultations, we think that most of these concerns have been addressed. We can't comment as to what those details are, but one thing we can say is that we have really tried to emphasize with the Chinese the fact that we have safe production systems here in the United States. What we produce is a very safe and high-quality product. We've done that through numerous visits to ranching operations. We've done numerous briefings for the Chinese government. We have done everything possible to educate them on the complexity of our production practices, but also the safety. And so, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what this protocol will be.
Ibaka says this latest announcement is the next step to actually getting beef into the Chinese market.
I think it's important to understand how this announcement lines up with the others. So in September 2016, China's Ministry of Agriculture announced that they were lifting the ban, and really, in order to regain access to the Chinese market, this is a multi-step process. That was the first step, and that step was reinforced at the recent meeting between President Trump and President Xi in Mar-a-Lago. So that announcement was really a confirmation of the same announcement that had been made under the Obama administration, is really saying this is a continuation of this priority between the U.S. and the Chinese government, something that we have been very thankful for. This latest announcement really focuses more, I think, on talking about the culmination of all the meetings for the technical discussions. And so that's what we're hoping to see here in the very near future. I think it's also important to realize that with this July deadline in place, you know, we're hopeful to see those details from the protocol here very soon. There's a goal of trying to restore beef access or have beef arrive in China by a deadline, the latest of July 16, 2017. Well, that's not too far away. And so it's a priority for both the U.S. government and the Chinese government to have this protocol finalized and ready to go so that we can start sending beef to the Chinese customers.
NCBA's Kent Bacchus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.